Jay, my bestest buddy, I am doing great, man. It's good to hear your voice, and it's Brady from the Berg, but technically the Butler.
Yeah,
and excited to be coming back and see you all again this summer with the Party Grawl, and I think that is Saturday, July. If I'm not crazy, Saturday. I picked out a
You're
Saturday.
You're right. You're right.
July 13th.
You got it.
It's the extended July 4th weekend. We're going to double down.
Yeah. For sure. So maybe take a week's vacation or something and party over the 4th and keep it going all week, because you're bringing the party back to Burgettstown at Star Lake Saturday, July 13th. We're making that announcement right now. So this is fresh. This is brand new. Brett Michaels and the Party Grawl back for a second year, Brett.
Absolutely. And again, I said this to, you know, the Party Grawl, I want to make sure I explain it properly.
Right.
When I produced and created this idea, I wanted it to be a celebration, a real celebration. The fans, the bands, the crews, the music, the people at the venue. Like last year, I had my whole family out there making pizza, cooking, fishing. It was an experience. It was great. We were out there throwing baseball, which we'll get into later, because I'm thinking I might be raising the Jolly Roger this year to bring the Pirates on.
I heard that. Maybe for the home opener, huh?
I'm just saying. Okay. Little home opener. but the reason I did this festival comes in many different forms. So the Live Nation version is this lineup only. And it is, again, like last year, a feel-good show. It's some of my best friends. And some, like I said, there's so many hits this year, hit after hit, that's almost illegal. Like, it truly is. I mean, you think about this. You've got Chris Jansen, who's got the number one song in country music. He's my friend. We did CMT Crossroads, but he's a rocking country guy who grew up loving Poison. And he's going to do not only his show, but come back out and join me. We're going to have a dueling harmonica. We're going to have a dueling harmonica solo, and see who can, we're going to out harmonica the other one during Mama Don't Dance. And then, you know, think about this. He's got, with his number one song in country, All I Need Is You. He's got Buy Me a Boat, Fix a Drink, just good music. But then you got Don Felder, my good friend from the Eagles, bringing every one of the Eagles hits. You've got Lou Graham from Foreigner, the original voice. You've got Dee Snider, Twisted Sister. And you know, we always have special guests. Last year we had the Impractical Jokers, and just, we're going to make this awesome this year and just make that what it's supposed to be, a summer celebration of just fans and music and having a good time.
Well, Brett, your versatility, you know, you cross over into country, and that airs what tomorrow night, I do believe, on Tuesday night, CMT Crossroads at 8:00. So everybody can check that out.
Absolutely. And if you want to talk about, if you take an hour of your life to have a good time, the music, the interviews, and when we went to do it, I said, look, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I've got some crazy ideas, right?
Right.
I said, I don't know if it was in the water or what it was, but what about, I know that we're filming this, but what about if we just do a live music throwdown? I bring in food trucks. We bring in beer for those that were able to drink of the right age.
Right.
And I said, let this be a party. And it was a game changer for CMT Crossroads. It's, when you watch it, it will put you in the best mood. We do four of my hits, four of Chris's hits, including his new number one song. And the two of us look like best buddies that have grown up since we were 5 years old together.
Wow.
Just laughing, having a great time. And that's what, to me, growing up, that's what music meant to me. It was supposed to be a celebration, even through the tough times. It was like a community, and that's what I hope that the Party Grawl brings. And when you check out CMT, I promise you, it puts you in a good mood. We're calling it Living Room Loud Listening Parties. People are taking 15-second videos of themselves, sending it in, and then they're going to win tickets and passes.
Wow, that's awesome. So then,
yep.
Kind of take that right on, this kind of extend it right onto the Party Grawl, which
absolutely
will be live in front of everybody.
Yep. And listen, I can't thank you enough. Again, you've kept the music rocking, real, relevant. you know, through great times and through, let's be honest, the last couple years, yeah. You know, I'm starting in the in 2020, you know, radio and keeping the music rock and real and relevant, paying it forward, withstanding the test of time. But it's one of those things that is us as people are just realizing, man, we really need each other. We need to go out there and get together, celebrate, have a good time. And that's what the Party Grawl 2.0 is all about. It's like this Mardi Gras, just feel good festival.
And this is for years, you've been coming, obviously, and playing in Butler, playing in the Pittsburgh area, Brett Michaels band shows at the Big Butler Fair, or whether it's down at the Days Inn, or whether it's been in Katanning, or whether it's been, and this Party Gras thing's been, to me, it's been kind of building over the last 15 to 20 years, Brett, and now we just, for 2 years in a row, you have to have it at Star Lake because it's just gotten so big that we need a place that holds about 20,000 of our best friends and family and fans.
And I'm, first of all, thank you. I love you for saying that. And like I said, I enjoy, you can put me in any situation, whether I'm playing, I come back there and we were doing a great thing for my cousins who are first responders and veterans, right, and frontline workers. And we're doing something. I said, let's throw a party at the Days Inn. And it was, you couldn't fit another soul in there. We may have,
yeah.
I was like, man, the walls are going to blow out on this place, but it was a party. And then you come back and we got to do that last year or the year before, the stadium. That was great. But I think what fans have come to realize is that sincerity, I'm sincere about what I do. I'm grateful. And I mean this truthfully. I'm 1,000% guy. When I get up there, I feel grateful. I'm thankful. And they know that music that we play, there is a disclaimer that says we play live music. So it's like live without a net. You don't know what could happen or what song we're going to do.
Right.
And we just go out there and throw down. And I think the fans can feel that positive energy. And again, so proud to be from Butler and Pittsburgh and Western PA and just come back and play for family and friends.